Hi everyone, my name is Hendy. I'm very happy to share my living experience. I have been living in Richmond for more than 20 years. When I first came from China to Canada, we chose this very good place for living. Then we bought a townhouse here, start to learn English here. When I came here, I recognized English is very important if we living here. So I chose to join the ESL school to learn English from level 2 to level 3, and then later on come up to level 12. Learning English is not about learning language. It's still about learning the culture. From learning English, of course, I improved my English skill, including reading skill and speaking skill. And in ESL school, I think I improved my reading skill. In ESL school, I learned and improving my English reading skill, writing skill, and also improved listening skill and speaking skill. I think it's very important to have the English skill in our living. After improving my English step by step, I have been living in Richmond for more than 20 years. I think I am lucky. When I first time came to Canada, Richmond, I think since I immigrated from China to Canada, I feel I living two different worlds. What's the difference? Because I think the difference, including the social system, including the environment. For example, in Canada, we can do everything we want to do. For example, I want to learn English, then I just go to ESL school. In China, it's rare to see people like my age. This year, I am 73 years old. If in China, because in China, there was a cultural revolution. People like my age, it's hard to learn English because from 1966 to 1976, when the so-called Cultural Revolution happened in China, almost the schools and universities were closed. So people my age lost the opportunity for education. Fortunately, after I immigrated to Canada, I can take a chance to learn English, even though from the very basic level. For example, I learned English from my level 2, then later on level 3, then later on until level 12. In the ESL school and the education center, I improved my English. Then with the improved English, I can do international business. It's very important. Doing international business needs good English. I remember when my English was good. When I send email to my customer said, oh, I have to learn to read Hendy's English. Then that makes me, oh, I have to improve my English. Otherwise, maybe will cause something happened. If my customer cannot understand what I mean, then it may make business badly impacted. So that's why I really embrace English importance. After my English improved, then I step by step melt in the local society. For example, I bought my first camera 6 years ago in Lansdowne. At the beginning, I didn't know how to use camera. When I bought a camera, I didn't know how to open, insert the battery, how to operate. I didn't know what's the aperture, what's the shutter speed, what's ISO, extra. But later on, I joined the Richmond Photograph Club. In the club, I met many local photographers. They mostly speak English because my English improved, so I can communicate with them and learn from them. Then my photograph skill got a lot improving. Later on, I took a chance to photograph in Richmond. Richmond has a lot of birds and wildlife. Then I took this advantage. I took a lot of birds. And later on, I invited some entertainment For example, when I knew local choir, local orchestra performing, then I went there to photo for them. My photograph tells me it's important for learning English. The photos I took were chosen by Richmond Museum, Richmond Library, Richmond News, and Child Fair TV, and displayed in some community centers. During COVID-19, because people couldn't communicate as normal, so I think, what should I do in my spare time? Besides the photograph, I chose learning singing. I joined the Chinese choir and practiced and performed in Richmond Gateway and Chen Center of UBC. I enjoy singing because I feel it's quite joyful. Later on, I overcome some difficulties. I learned different music style. Then I joined one of the choir in Vancouver. Now I am still singing and I may perform later on this year. Since I came to Canada, I took advantage for overseas traveling. People may not know before 1979 in China, it's very difficult for Chinese people to go overseas. This is because the Chinese government didn't allow ordinary people go abroad. And of course, ordinary people didn't have enough money. But after I immigrated to Canada, wow, when I know Canadian passport can go more than 100 countries without visa or easy to get the visa, then I took this advantage to go overseas traveling. So far, I've been to many countries in Asia, in Australia, in Europe, in North America, South America, and Africa. During my traveling, I learned different cultures from different countries, and I made many people, and I made many friends in different countries. We share different living experiences. And of course, during traveling, I visited many famous landscapes in different countries, and I learned different cultures in different countries. And I know, wow, now I recognize, wow, the world is so big. We have a lot of things to learn. We have a lot of things to enjoy.